This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Like many aspects of contemporary life, therapy is available online. An estimated 2.5 million licensed marriage and family therapists meet with clients using internet tools like Skype, Google Hangouts, and for our next guest, Tumblr. John Kim claims to be the first ever licensed therapist to build his entire client base from patients he first met on the internet. He has a master's degree in marriage and family therapy and counsels hundreds of patients online under the moniker The Angry Therapist. John, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
I'm very glad you're here. You don't sound so angry. Why do you call yourself that?
Oh, I knew that was going to happen. Always the first question. I think in my 20s, I was a really angry person, and I went through a divorce and then my own rebirth. And that's kind of the catalyst that got me to start the blog. When people ask me why, it's how I remind myself that I'm human. Hmm. Because I think a lot of therapists, we don't see them as having their own lives, I guess. And one of the things I do is I break that wall down and I come as I am. And my blog is very transparent. And I think that's why people started following me I think it was interesting for a therapist to cuss or to talk about his feelings and document his life, like pull the curtain back, you know?
Yeah. Isn't that the joke anyway, that, you know, therapists, they're the ones who really need therapy.
Right. Absolutely. But that's the whole thing, is I think that by me being honest with myself and the people I coach, it's therapeutic for me. It makes me not hide behind anything, if that makes sense.
I'm curious how that transitioned to online. I mean, in a traditional practice, a therapist would not let you see who they are. Is this something that's kind of possible for you online?
I think it's online is what makes it possible, because I think in the room, it's difficult to show people who you are. You can't make it about you. You know, you have the 50 minutes and you're talking about them. I mean, of course, you could show them sides of you. But online, because of the invention of the blog, it's a conduit into your own brain and your own life. And, you know, with pictures and stuff like that, you could collect, I don't know, it's almost like a documentary in a sense, you know, a written one. And so I think by doing that, people now get to see on their time who the therapist is. And I think that's kind of where it's headed. I think people want to know today, especially the younger generation, they want to know who they're sharing their story with. And I think it's valid, you know.
How did the whole online thing come about? Was it a goal for you when you became a therapist, or did it even exist?
No, it wasn't an option. In therapy school, our concern is how do you build a private practice? And everything was about the traditional way with getting on boards and working in treatment centers. No one at the time had a public practice, which I call it. And I remember running my first group. And I remember closing my little laptop, and I connected, I think, about six people in different time zones. And we had an amazing group. And I closed my little laptop and thinking, okay, this is going to change everything.
Tell me what you mean by public practice. I mean, I'm guessing the opposite of private practice. You know, you go into a room, you wait a few minutes,
right.
You see the therapist for 15 minutes, you leave, you write him a check, whatever. What does public practice mean?
To me, public practice obviously means the whole having your platform online, but it's also having a connection to your clients at all times. So I've created an online therapeutic community that's password protected, and you're always in there. And whether I'm connected to you via email or via webcam, it's basically having your therapist in your pocket.
So that means that people can communicate with each other. And of course,
yes,
One of the big tenets of therapy is privacy and confidentiality. How does that play out?
Well, my sessions are private, but I do believe in this idea of rebuilding yourself through others.
Yeah, but those people aren't educated to treat what's going on with other people. Do you intervene?
Right.
Do you moderate that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's about me creating that space and kind of facilitating the whole thing. But, you know, if you take a model like AA, you know, the people, the members of AA aren't therapists or counselors, but because they follow a program or they're in a safe container, they're able to grow and support each other.
I can imagine a therapist treating a patient in person, knowing them, and then for whatever reason, transitioning to treating them on Skype, you know, say they move or mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. Now, you met all of your patients online. How do you then establish that connection with them?
I come as I am. I come, I don't wear the shirt and tie or hold a notebook. I just come in very casual. Mm-hmm. And I think that works for being online. I don't know if people want to open up their computer and see someone in an office with a little waterfall behind. I think they like the fact that it's casual. But yeah, I've met everyone online pretty much, and then I've met some of them that live in Los Angeles in person. And even that, it's a coffee shop, or it's a walk around the lake, or it's, you know, things that are a little bit out of the box. I had this idea that, you know, if we're going to talk about life, why don't we just do it while we're talking?
We're speaking with John Kim. He calls himself the Angry Therapist. That's the name of his Tumblr blog and his public practice as a therapist, where he sees people online almost exclusively. John, I think we all have friends who've maybe shared a bit more personal information on social media than they might in person. What is it about Tumblr and Facebook that gives people permission to share?
You know what? I think it's the blog has turned into the new diary. But I think Tumblr, especially, there's a lot of emotion flowing in Tumblr. It's different than Facebook, and I think it just became a great conduit for anything kind of therapeutic or self-expression. I didn't know that, but I just happened to be on Tumblr, and it turns out it was the right fit for what I was doing.
How many patients do you currently see, for lack of a better word, on a regular basis?
You know what? The thing about online that's different than private practice is that your turnover rate's really high. So I have clients that will see me once a month, once every 6 months, or once a week. So I've got hundreds. They kind of come, check in, you know, I don't see them for a few months and they come back. So yeah, I would say 100 or hundreds maybe.
Wow, is that, how do you keep track of all of those people's stories, or is it just new every time?
I'm really bad with names, but I'm really good with faces. So I see a face and I know their story instantly.
What do you consider some of the challenges of being an online therapist?
I mean, there's nothing better than someone in person right in front of you, of course. But with the technology today, you could see, you know, people's eyes well up, and you could see every movement. I mean, the sound's crystal clear. I don't think there are any challenges,
Yeah.
really. I think there is the reason why they see me online is A, it's convenient, meaning they could come home and literally get into their pajamas and open up their MacBook, and their, you know, the therapist is right there. And it's affordable in like the way that I do it with my platform. I don't take insurance, but I make it where it's not you know, super expensive, and there's ways that you could get some kind of coaching or help and not have to go through insurance. But you know, I like this idea of someone, if they need immediate help or they want someone to talk to, they don't have to research and go through, you know, who's on your network and all that kind of stuff. And I think by the time they do that, they get frustrated and then they give up, or they'll see one person, and if that person doesn't fit, they just won't see anyone, you know.
Do you think that's part of your appeal, that you might be catching people who wouldn't otherwise seek therapy?
Yeah, I had a client who she was going to take her life, and she said, "You know what? I'll just try. I don't want to see a therapist. I've seen therapists my entire life. They don't work, whatever." And then she came across my blog, thought that I was different, and said, "You know what? I'll give this guy a shot and see what happens." And it was, you know, she lives in a different country. And it was because of that she continued on and, you know, gained some traffic and kept going.
Your site also has a store which sells sweatshirts and books and coffee mugs, all branded with this Angry Therapist moniker. Not unusual for a blogger, certainly, but not something people typically expect from a therapist. So what's behind that for you?
Everything starts with a post or an idea or a concept or something. I have my own way of into therapy. If it resonates with others and it gets reblogged and people start to share it, then I try to put that message into, I don't care if it's a mug or a t-shirt or something, just to get it out there. So, for example, I wrote a post called "Love Hard." I just believe that people aren't loving as hard as, you know, our capacity to love, because I think it's the greatest power that we have. And so I wrote this post, and it took off and became kind of viral. And because of that, now I use it, put it on tank tops and stuff as a reminder. And someone actually got a tattoo of that on her stomach, I think. So for me, it's not so much to you know, sell product. It's more about spreading message, and that's always going to hopefully be my focus.
Well, John, I've heard that one of your trademarks is that you swear a fair bit in therapy sessions. I want to really thank you for keeping it clean today.
My very first post has a swear word in it, and I was going to tell you about it, but I actually forgot to. But yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
John Kim is known as the Angry Therapist. Now, we do have a link to his website, as well as a recent article from The Atlantic magazine on telepsychology at wordofmouthradio.org. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm Virginia Prescott. Thank you for spending some time with us today. The best stories are told by word of mouth. We hope you join us for more of them tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.